Now, it's a busy week here in Bloomington. It always is. And I know it's even busier as we wrap up the final weekend in April because my great friend Alan Pease is joining me on the telephone today from the Kiwanis Club of Bloomington. And that must mean you guys are busy. Good afternoon, buddy. How are you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Remember that actor in movies and TV that you say, busy, busy, busy? I can't remember his name. God bless him.
Well, neither can I, but I have to remember that this Saturday is a very big Saturday because you have a huge event coming up, and as we do every spring, we help you out with the 2024, well, not every year, this is the 2024, Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast and Antique Auto Show. It is coming up this Saturday, and your action-packed morning at First United Church. You guys have a million things going on. Tell me all about it, my great friend.
Well, brand new this year is the Indiana 500 pace car is going to be part of our auto show. And in addition to the Model A Fords, the antique cars, and the classic cars from the 40s, 50s, and 60s. And our official hostess is Indiana 500 Festival Princess, Caitlin Ross. And she is a first-year student at the Maurer School of Law at IU. And ever since she's been an undergrad at IU, she's been volunteering for Kiwanis Club. I think this is her third year or fourth year, doing all sorts of things for us and helping us with our Super Supper and other fundraising events. And last year, she served as Miss IU also.
And she's going to be driving the pace car around Bloomington? How does that work? How did you get the pace car over there? This is a fantastic addition, Alan.
As I understand it, she can't drive it. They have a person that brings it, and they'll be there from 9 to 11. The breakfast is from 8 to 11, but the pace car will get there at 9. And you're going to, if you come to see it, it's going to be a big surprise. They've never done this before, this type of vehicle. I don't know if I can say anymore. I emailed you the photos. Did you get them?
Are you sworn to secrecy on this? Are you?
I don't think so, or they wouldn't have released the photos.
Well,
they waited until Friday to send us the photos.
I think I know why they waited until Friday, but I'll let our listeners come out and see what's going on. But there's enough room for everybody, right? Plenty of action. So the Indy 500 relationship, how did that come about? Because we do the Pancake Breakfast almost every year, the 2024 Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast and Antique Auto Show. We know you've had great partners here locally. How did you add the Indy 500 crew to it? Well, the month of May, I saw the Borg Warner Trophy at one of our local watering holes last week, so they must be looking to drum up some activity for the big Indy in the month of May.
Well, actually, Caitlin is quite the person and quite the student. She was, for the Indiana 500 Fest Queen, you don't enter. You know, all the other events like that, you enter. For this, you have to be chosen. And you just submit your name, and they picked 1,600 women from Central Indiana, and then they narrowed it down to 600. And then they narrowed it down to 300 and interviewed each of those, and how that committee had the time to do that, I'll never know. And then they narrowed it to 66, and then they narrowed it to 33. And you know why they have 33 princesses.
One for each car in the field.
Yep, yep. And she was thrilled to death to be chosen. And so we immediately began working with, she had already volunteered to work at the Pancake Breakfast anyhow, just as a law student, and that set the wheels in motion, and that's how we got the pace car.
And that's fantastic, and again, just another great layer of all the wonderful things that are going on, the 2024 Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast, and, well, auto show. You got all kinds of autos that are going to be hanging out there, and all kinds of celebrities helping serve pancakes. Well, Alan, you said it's going to be from 8 to 11 this coming Saturday, 2420 East 3rd Street at the First United Church. Who are some of the great local partners we have? We know the 500's a fantastic partner to have, but you have local folks that make all your events go well. Tell me all about them.
Yeah, our community partners are Dr. Suhail and Dr. Alejandra Haddad, the Monroe County Sheriff's Office, Surgical Associates, and WGCL Radio.com.
We've got it all, buddy. And, what are you going to eat? I'm hungry. Now, you know, I didn't, okay, you know, Monday I'm year, trying to be on my diet, so I try not to eat a lot on Monday, but now you're going to tell me about all this great food you have, and I'm going to be hungry.
Yeah, all this food has no calories. Okay.
Well, there you go.
We have pancakes, sausage, scrambled eggs, orange juice, milk, coffee, and tea. And it's kind of all you can eat. And it's $10 for adults and $5 kids 10 and under. And if they're wearing a scout uniform, they get $1 off. And that's for, I think, kids up to 12 if they're wearing a scout uniform. And we have been a supporter of the Bloomington Junior League Baseball since 1953.
Wow.
And the year they were founded, we apparently were the only civic organization that's been a sponsor from the very beginning to now. And if you're wearing your Bloomington Junior Baseball League uniform or T-shirt, you get $1 off.
Very nice.
But you have to be a kid.
You have to be a kid, that's right.
Yeah. And also, speaking of children, kids, if you want to bring your grandkids or your kids, each one age 10 and under gets a free coloring book provided by the Monroe County Sheriff's Office and a box of crayons from Kiwanis Club and a balloon for free.
Outstanding. And I just received my email from the Bloomington Junior League Baseball this afternoon reminding everybody that it is coming up this Saturday. So it's great that they're putting that out to everybody as well. Word of mouth's great, Alan, but it's nice to have an email we can either print off and stick on the refrigerator or see and save as well. So 8 to 11 a.m., and we know it'll be this Saturday. We know it's the 2024 Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast and Antique Auto Show. We'll have plus the new pace car. Now, I'll give you a hint. Now, folks that went to the Little 500 this week and also had a chance to see it as it paced the men's and women's races, congratulations to Kappa Alpha Theta and the Black Key Bulls. They were champions there. So if you didn't get a chance to get over there or see that online, I'll save that surprise for everyone that is heading over on Saturday.
And I want to say that picture taking is welcome.
Oh, good.
And you can have your picture taken with the Indiana 500 Festival Princess Caitlin Ross with the pace car, whatever you could, you know. And you're going to stop by, aren't you, for a minute or two?
I am. I'm going to be able to get over there in the morning and do a little bit of that before we have to go to baseball jamboree on Saturday afternoon. It's a big day for the Bloomington Baseball Junior League, so we'll be trying to balance all that.
So they can all have breakfast with us first.
I would too for that price, Alan. You can't beat it.
You can have your picture taken with the famous Mike Glasscock. And I want to say also, assisting the Caitlin will be two other students from IU, is Miss Capital City, Shaylee Barnes, and Miss Cardinal, Kate Dimmitt. And Kate Dimmitt was on the winning women's bicycle team.
Oh, fantastic.
Friday, yeah, yeah. I forgot the name of her sorority again.
Kappa Alpha Theta.
Yeah, she was on that team. And are we going to be able? Are you going to be able to give away tickets during the week?
For you, I will do anything. So you just send me an email. Let me know how many family packs we have, and I will give away one each day starting tomorrow. We'll do that Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And folks that are lucky enough to get through the phone lines, and if you can't go that day, we'll make sure we get them to somebody who can go. That's my stipulation when they call in, Alan. We'll do that.
Yeah, that they have to go.
They got to go, or that, or they have to give somebody the secret password that they would like to gift that to. That's fine, too. We don't mind that. We just don't want them to go left begging, because all the people that are going to be cooking pancakes and flipping flapjacks and cooking sausage, what else is on that menu for Saturday morning, now that I'm hungrier?
The scrambled eggs. You've got the pancakes, the sausage, the scrambled eggs, orange juice, milk, coffee, and tea. And a family pack is two adult tickets and two kids tickets.
Excellent. Now, in this day and age, Alan, we've talked about this over the years as well. Do people need to bring cash? Are you going to have a credit card swiper available? Is that all taken care of?
Yeah, you can pay by cash, and we'll have a square there. So debit, credit cards, and just about any app, Apple Pay, just about anything will be able to accept.
Yep.
But no checks.
They'll take fur, gold bullion, whatever whatever you want to bring to do that. It is the 2024 Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast and Antique Auto Show. It's 8 until 11 Saturday morning. This Saturday, April 27th, the Indy 500 Pace Car will be there for pictures between 9 and 11. So don't be too much of an early bird if you want to see the brand new Pace Car, plus all the classic cars from the 40s, 50s, and 60s. How about your friends at the Monroe County Sheriff's Department? Are they bringing over any goodies this year?
Yeah, they're going to have a squad car and an ATV.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and that's for, they call the kids to touch and tour, you know, like they have the big truck touch and tours.
Right.
And it's an ATV, unlike the first press release we sent out and said the sheriff was bringing their squad car and their ATM.
Well, if they do that as well, nobody will argue.
We changed that really, really quickly. No, the sheriff is not bringing in an ATM.
That's okay. Well, that's
and we'll have deputies there in uniform if kids want to ask questions or if you want to ask questions.
Sure.
And things like that.
Well, those are great community partners, and that helps all of this make sense. Now, what are we going to do with all this wonderful money we raise on Saturday, Alan?
Well, that's going to the various Kiwanis youth programs. We co-sponsor K Kids at Elementary and Builders Club at Jackson Creek and Bloomington Builders Club, that's junior high school. And then we have Key Club at Edgewood High School. And then we support other activities that deal with children from birth to college graduation. We assist the pageantry at IU. We assist Boys and Girls Club, Crestmont, Bloomington, and Ellettsville. We help out with Foster Closet. I am myself amazed at all the programs we try to assist and enhance public awareness of in Central Indiana, you know, the visually impaired preschool services. It's we're there for the kids.
Absolutely. And how long have you been doing this again? How many hundreds of years?
Well, this is the 104th year. And no, I wasn't there at the inauguration.
That's right.
But I came, you know, I'm good. Yeah. Anyhow, I was almost there, though.
Right. And you know what? We're not counting, Alan. We're not counting. We're just happy to have you with us today. Alan Pease is our buddy. And do I need tickets in advance? Can I just buy them at the door for the 2024 Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast coming up Saturday?
Yeah, you can get them at the door. And if you know a Kiwanis Club member, most of them are carrying some tickets around with them. You can grab a ticket from them. But tickets are available at the door, and we'll open the doors at 8 o'clock. And it's at First United Church, which is 2024 East 3rd Street, right next to Eastland Plaza and the IU Credit Union.
Can't miss it. Can't miss. It's there on the, that'd be the south side of the street. Mm-hmm. So come by and say hi. No reservations needed. Who wants to cook breakfast? You've done a great job getting up on Saturday morning. Just do what I did last year. Just go get 3 or 4 boxes, and when everybody finally wakes up, oh, look at that. Dad's been cooking all morning. That's right.
That's right, kids. Mike, we do have carryout.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I've done that before, and they'll load you up on whatever you would like. And again, all this money goes to the Kiwanis Club, which stays right here in Bloomington to help children's programs for all ages. Well, Alan, great job as always. We know it's going to be an exciting morning out there. I want to make sure I get the forecast right for you. I don't want to give you any dodgy weather because that won't be any fun. We'd like to have a nice, bright, sunshiny day because we have baseball all day as well. And we have warm temperatures on the mix. Maybe a morning shower. It's less than 50-50, so we're not going to melt. But it's going to be a high of 79 on Saturday, buddy. So that should be nice. So I'll do my what's the opposite of a rain dance? I'll do my anti-rain dance. How about that?
Okay.
To make sure that we're all dry and ready to go. But this is an indoor event, rain or shine. Come join us, 2420 East 3rd Street. It's the Kiwanis Club. 2024 Pancake Breakfast, all you can eat, coming up this Saturday. And thank you so much again for the family packs of tickets, Alan. We'll get those out to folks listening Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
All right, that sounds good. And we can't thank WGCL enough for all the support of the kids that Kiwanis Club serves. And you've been doing that for years, and it's very much appreciated.
Well, you've been doing it for 104. We're just trying to catch up. Thanks, buddy. We always appreciate your time. And if anything changes, you get back to me, and we'll let everybody know.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Take care.
That's my friend Alan Pease, the local do-gooder from the Bloomington Kiwanis Club. The big breakfast coming up this weekend. The 2024 Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast and Antique Auto Show. The Indy 500 Pace Car, asterisk, will be there on Saturday morning. So will the 2024 Indy 500 Festival Princess Caitlin Ross, the Monroe County Sheriff's Department. You will also have classic cars from the 40s, 50s, and 60s, and an all-you-can-eat breakfast, $10 for adults, $5 for kids 10 and under, and $1 off for any scouts or kids in their Bloomington Junior baseball jerseys as well. And our folks at Kiwanis will take cash and debit and credit cards, all of those apps as well, with a square at the front door. So we thank Alan Pease for his time today. We'll come back with Joe Smith Reports next.